You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right. Friday is here. We've got a lot to talk about. TJ will join us at 3, should be sober by then. And we are going to talk about new information on the Max Crosby front. We are going to talk about Lions and Vikings and what it all means. But Rico wanted to do something at the start of the show, and it's fine because we have prop bets coming up, Derek Stevens coming up. I woke up today convinced of two things. Convinced. And if you remember, you know, I woke up with a bad feeling about game 4, and I told you once you lost that game, I felt like you were losing game 5 in Cleveland. Both of those things happen.
You double down.
And you go, well, you and your bad feelings, let me tell you, I have one good feeling and one bad feeling. I want to know which of these two is more likely, more accurate. Because I woke up today convinced, feeling one, Michigan State's going to win tomorrow night. Out of nowhere. Off a bye, at home, at night, against Iowa. Why? I don't have reasons. I just feel like
stuff.
They've been close to putting it all together, and it invariably ends with them giving themselves a colonoscopy. And that off the bye, it'll just make sense. It's at night. It's a Big Ten Saturday night. It'll just make sense. And for a moment, they will provide joy. That's feeling number one.
Okay.
Feeling number two, the Lions will lose and look bad doing it. The fact is, life after Aiden comes at you fast. The fact is, Zeitler isn't going to play. And until or unless we get that practice report today, Carlton Davis may be out. And you are on the road against, by far, the best opponent you've played. Those are the two feelings I woke up with today. And I have a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell. I just want to know which of those two do you believe more accurate? That Michigan State out of nowhere will win, or the Lions out of nowhere will be hit with a garbage can? 248-539-9797. This is your topic, Rico. I have given you, I woke up with Miss Cleo clarity on these two items.
The Michigan State thing, Mike, I started feeling very good about it because the number moved to 5.5. And we all know what happens when the devil's number is there.
Satan.
You take the underdog to just flat out win the thing. Yeah, I can see that happening. For the Lions, I don't know. Because listening to this station, people seem to, I think more people will call and say MSU will win the game because there's no way in the world people here see the Lions getting blown out, losing. I see this a different way. I see this as Minnesota can put up just as many points as you can.
Honestly, I was shocked, and you're right. David, you ought to call Val Berry. You ought to just make sure, check her cameras. You better make sure there weren't about 38 pileups this morning because listening to the morning show, nobody had their hands on the wheel. They were firmly wrapped around that shift knob.
Yeah. Minnesota?
Minnesota 118. Or mini Lions 118, Vikings 2. Yeah. I told Cookies when I went on, I go, are we still playing the game Sunday? Yeah. People were going nuts.
Yeah.
We're going to win by 17. I'm like, okay then.
Yeah, they can play just as good as offense in their defense. They're going to bring the blitz. You're minus your best player on defense. And it's going to be hard to skirt that. You heard Aaron Glenn say, he's telling his guys, don't try to make up for Aiden because you can't. Just be you, do your job, and let's hope to win this thing. No Carlton Davis. Look, Justin Jefferson has a field day if Nick Mullins is the quarterback. So
you're saying of my premonitions.
Of your premonitions.
You believe in Michigan State more.
If I had to put money, I think that Minnesota wins big than Michigan State. Michigan State is hope. What if it's not?
What if it is mired in a much-needed bye week at home against an Iowa team that has been battered a bit in recent weeks, right? And MSU at these moments has looked okay.
Here's the thing. You're correct. For Michigan State, Mike, I'll believe this if on the first drive they actually score a touchdown.
Aiden doesn't turn it over inside the 10.
No turnover on downs. No fumbles, no interceptions. You go up 7-0. If you go up double digits on Iowa, Kay McNamara and that Iowa offense, they're not built to come back.
Okay.
Same with the Lions. Minnesota, they've had the lead. They jump on you in the first half and then they smother you in the second half. If you're the Lions, you have to come out fast. This is where you need super ultra aggressive Dan Campbell to go for it at all points because you don't want to fall behind because then that's when Flores just unleashes the dogs and your quarterback gets killed.
Which one is more believable? State's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat and win Saturday night, or the Lions are going to out of nowhere look bad and lose? Because for me, I woke up with both premonitions. David, you are in fashion glasses. You are staring off into space. What's the issue?
These Lions fans are something else, man.
Is this happening on Ticket Text?
No, not yet. But this was a tough game before you lost Hutchinson. The Minnesota Vikings have looked really good offensively. Rico, you're right. They score. They can score the ball easily. And before you know it, you're down 10-0, 14-0. Just like
that. And then that's when they bring the blitz package.
And so now it was tough before Hutch. It's even tougher now without Hutch. And yes, I think the Minnesota Vikings win that game. That's more likely. I get it. It's the devil's number for Michigan State.
Off a bye, at home, at night, get the O-line healthier. Our defense has been okay. We have shown the ability to stop the run. Okay, we didn't stop Oregon. Good for you. Neither will you.
But until I see it, I just can't pick them because I don't know about the turnover situation.
Okay, and by the way, look, we have to factor in more than Hutch. Carlton Davis may not play.
You're right.
Zeitler's out. Davenport's out. Barnes is out.
Well, I was just saying, with that period, it was already tough. Now other things, yeah.
And your center still has a torn pec the last time I checked, right?
Ragnow is all-time tough.
Okay, I understand.
But agree. So, Kenny. Now, I know Kenny. He only cares about Austin, Texas. I know. But I woke up with the premonitions, Kenny. Which of them is more? Which one's going to be true?
I think it's the Lions. I think you make a great point when you say it's more than just Hutch. But I had to hear for 4 hours a bunch of Lions fans calling in saying, oh, we're still a Super Bowl team without Hutch. We're still one of the best teams in the league without
Hutch.
And
they might be, but that doesn't have anything to do with this weekend.
That might be true, but this is a very, very difficult game, and you've lost your motor on defense. I think that absolutely matters, and I think a lot of people are kind of just shrugging that off as,
Take the helmet off the team, and I say Team B is going on the road to undefeated Team A. And they're down both starting defensive ends, including a defensive player of the year candidate, and potentially their lead corner. Would you ever select Team B?
No. And that's why I'm worried
about
it.
Put it that way.
Bro, you love Player A, Player B. It's the same thing.
And as far as MSU, if I'm allowed to have my own timeout and they get into the red zone and I can just grab Aiden by the face mask, don't F this up, okay? Score the touchdown.
And I can't give you, like, hard and fast stuff with State. It's more situationally. Like, when you talk about college football, you talk situations. look ahead spot, letdown spot, off the bye. Like, MSU needed a bye week more than any team in America. The injuries, how beat up they were up front. And you're at home. And it is a night game. And it is an opponent that does one thing well. For the love of God, stop the run. Could you provide a modicum of joy to anyone?
Because here's the thing. Their last two games going up against Ohio State and Oregon. Ohio State, they held to a field goal. They had a chance to go up 7-3. They didn't. Oregon, 3-and-out. They got the ball back, got it into the red zone, had a chance to go up 7-0. They didn't. Changed the whole tenor of the game. For Iowa, in order for this to work, Mike, hold them, score, and now you make them play catch-up because Iowa is not a come-from-behind type of team.
248-539-9797. Two premonitions. I'm convinced of two things. I'm convinced State's winning tomorrow night, and I'm convinced the Lions are losing on Sunday. And it's not about what you want to happen. I don't want the Lions to lose. I don't want people to be sad. And I don't want to have to live in a world where Sam Darnold has a three-game lead in the division. But it's how I feel. Which is more accurate? We have new information on the Max Crosby front. I will speak on that at 3. We will have TJ join us. Prop bets, picks. So, and Jim Costa going wrestling heel at the house that Pizza built last night. An unbelievable turn of events at the Red Wing game. Don't make a move. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, just getting started on a Friday. We'll get to TJ Lang at 3. New information on the Max Crosby front, something I think you'll be interested in. If you think I'm a numbnuts, maybe the person who talked about this you'll view in higher regard. David, what do people have to say about the premonitions?
Come on, gentlemen. They are also missing their leading tackler in Minnesota. I feel like a run game, we could dominate them, win by 10. It's MSU for me on this one.
Hey, real quick, are we witnessing a fan base losing complete touch with reality? Now, it's one thing if you say you win. You do understand winning by double figures in the NFL is really hard to do. Really hard to do. And doing it on the road in division against an undefeated team that you are, according to Vegas, not supposed to be. Rico said this during the commercial break, David. I mean, the morning show before I went on with those guys, I'm listening, and I mean, callers are calling in 17, 24, 10, 14. Can anyone just say win?
They got seduced by last week.
Dallas got seduced. Dallas didn't have their best players, and you played the best game of your life. And, oh, by the way, you were running trick plays in the second half like a 15-year-old playing PlayStation. That game cannot be the shining example for normality.
It can't, but I think it's the seduction of that. You believe in Ben Johnson. You believe in this team. You know what? You're going to keep this thing going. Because even when they rolled out backup QBs, and I know I don't like using last year because last year was last year, but we thought, oh, Minnesota's just going to be nothing, and they gave you everything that they had until they threw the final pick with like 30 seconds to go in the game.
David, Tex, we'll get to the callers momentarily. Go ahead, bud.
I agree. Iowa isn't a team that can play catch-up, but MSU doesn't appear to be a team who could play with the lead, so what's going to give first? I give the Lions winning. Oh, AJ in Brighton.
AJ, you didn't answer the question.
You didn't.
And we're all dumber for having listened to that.
Really smacks the Lions in a muzzle. Get on the phone with Cleveland already, yes, but it's MSU on, for me.
Okay. And maybe this is an issue of people not wanting to admit that they feel the same way. You don't want to call up and say your team's going to lose. And as Rico put it, if you're a Michigan fan, you don't want to say State's going to win. I don't make the news. I just report it. Just telling you what I woke up feeling, just like I told you about your Tigers. So I just wanted to know.
I'm going to Minnesota for the game this weekend, and I have a sickly feeling that Jefferson goes off and we lose this game.
Hey, if Carlton Davis doesn't play, and he hasn't practiced this week, with a quad, guys, that's a major thing. Along with Hutch, along with Davenport, along with Barnes. Those are big things. That's before we talk about Zeitler, who's been excellent for this football team up front. Now, you're right, and you'll tell me Coyote Shobika or whatever his name is. He's played very well for this team as a backup. Okay, fair. But I also don't believe you're going 16-1. Said before the season, 12-5. Well, in the world I reside in, you got four more losses downloading somewhere. At Minnesota, first week, life after Hutch, possibly down your lead dog corner. Yeah, that feels like a loss to me.
Do you guys remember the last time the Lions played Sam Darnold? That is from Jake. It's going to happen again, he says.
Well, yeah, wasn't that his rookie debut, Monday Night Football?
Yes, it was.
The first throw was the pick six?
Yeah.
Wow.
That feels so long ago. Let's go to Luke 97.1. Luke, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Michigan State alum, so, you know, I got to have a little bit of bias just so everyone knows. But I have a hard time with Michigan State coming off the bye. As you said, they're getting healthier. And I hope to God that Aiden Childs was in that quarterback room 24/7 because he shows promise, but he looks like a deer running on fresh ice. And if he catches a dry pass, like, he's going to be gone. He's got a lot of talent, but he just cannot throw interceptions and turn this ball over. And so I have, you know, homecoming, night game, after the bye week, it's got to be MSU. I know the question is between the two, but it's, yeah, MSU.
Okay. No, and again, I mean, Luke, if someone called up and said, I don't buy either premonition, they are within their rights. I believe both. And again, it's not hope. If anyone is hopeless with MSU, it's me. I don't do the fanboy thing. Do I want them to win? More than you know. But it doesn't matter. I know they're not very good. But this is a chaos year in college football. I do look at things like no one's betting on MSU, and yet the point spread keeps going down. It is the devil's number. They are off a bye. They've had moments where you went, weird, they're kind of competent.
And they've had big games against Iowa. So, yeah. I mean, heck, even last year they should have won, but Cooper DeJean.
How about don't punt it to him? You dumbass. Not you, literally. I mean,
no,
that came out wrong.
That was your fault you punted the ball.
No, and you're right. You can't point at a man and say, you dumbass, when you don't really. I'm not calling him that. You could still remember it going left to right on your television screen. You don't kick it to him.
I'll make sure that doesn't happen.
I said it.
You know what?
Came out wrong.
I can promise you they will not kick it to Cooper DeJean this year.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I promise you that.
Thank you. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on?
Yo, how's it going, fellas?
Excellent. Sorry about that. I had to sneeze. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yo, how's it going? Yeah, I think more than likely it's probably going to be the Lions. To imagine that you're going to average scoring 40 points per game, it's just not going to happen.
No.
It doesn't happen in the NFL. And that's really not to rag on Michigan State by any means.
No.
You know, anything can happen. Sports is wild. I mean, 2 weeks ago we had five top 10 teams lose in the same day.
Right. So, oh, John, and believe me, we know MSU is not very good. It was more situationally and adding it up, and the point spread's doing some weird stuff. And I went, you know what?
Sure.
Maybe these idiots win a game.
Yeah, I don't doubt it at all. But again, I mean, the Lions just have so much going against them, especially against the Vikings. The Vikings are wild right now, man. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of chalked it up as a loss anyways, the first game on the road there. And then when they come here, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and again, it's not writing the Lions story with a loss. It doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean hope. It's just in the NFL, there are certain spots and you go, you know what? They've been riding a little high. They've been playing a little hot. And normally the NFL's got a way of checking you, knocking you on your ass here or there.
Yep, please spread the message to the irrational fans as well, too.
Well, I tell you, after listening to the station today, Johnny, I don't know if any are left. It's remarkable. Look, you want some positivity, I'll give you positivity. No one, as an offense, right? Remember the old narrative on Goff, he's terrible against the blitz?
Yeah.
Nobody got blitzed more than Goff last year, and he had a great year. Against the Vikings twice. They played in a shootout on Christmas Eve. And I didn't think you were going to lose the game because of Goff, right?
No.
Look, there's going to be adjustments from Minnesota's end of Brian Flores facing Goff in this offense against Ben Johnson. Now, again, they had Nick Mullins last year. Okay. They don't have that now. I want to see how they alter. I don't know that it's going to be the greatest idea in the world to blitz Goff every play, even though Flores will show blitz. But it's something to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. Goff is destroying that narrative. He's getting better. Now, because, again, the O-line can keep him clean. Now, when Goff is pressured, well, all quarterbacks are worse when pressured.
Right.
Goff is especially bad. That'll still be the angle here. And if you're down a starting offensive lineman, that plays a role, right?
Yeah. I mean, Flores is going to have to really disguise the blitz because that is the one thing that Goff is doing well. He can identify where the blitz is coming from, call the audible, and wherever you're blitzing from, he's going to throw it right where you used to be and pick up 4, 5, 6, 7 yards, but they're going to keep that thing going. You're going to miss every time. That is the one. I like how he's doing that now. If Flores can disguise them, I mean, really it does boil down to it's not even the coaches going at each other. It's the OC versus the DC. And this is the chess match that they're going
to
be playing.
Yeah, and it's two guys who should be head coaches if they choose to be. Flores deserves another chance, albeit a little tough one. I'm pretty sure you're suing an NFL team. And then Ben Johnson has had chances and just said no. David, any other ticket text before we get to the Prop Bet Casino, my man?
State winning is crazy talk. Iowa's going to win going away. The Lions are the problem. They have the most trouble and will lose this weekend.
That's fine. But if you're so sure, good. Go put your life on Iowa -5.5. Look, guys, it's not 25.5, okay? I mean, Georgia was favored by 35 last week. I considered that they eked that game out. Bama was favored by 3 touchdowns, 1-2. It's a 5.5-point spread, guys. Now, if you want me to turn Iowa into the Pittsburgh Steelers because they wear the same colors, well, I'll
and whatever you like. Pretty much the same offense, too.
Well, yes. Also true. David, I don't think a pastor, you can't make that hand gesture.
That's, wow.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Have you ever flipped someone off at the pulpit?
I don't know what you're talking about. Here? I've never flipped anybody off in my life. What are you talking about?
Really?
Well, just we just watched it.
Beauty of Odyssey Rewind.
Yeah. What would Uncle Gilbert say?
Give me the bow tie back.
You're done. 248-539.
You wear a bolo.
97.97. All right, we do it every week. Nestled between reality and fantasy, it is the Rico Prop Bet Casino. David.
Close week last week. Gentlemen, Mike, you got 8 correct. Kenny, you got 8 correct. I got 9 correct.
Just wanted to do that to you. All right, let's get started.
I hope you get hit by a car.
Thank you. Let's hold hands together, buddy.
Yeah, let's just take us both out at the same time. I can't believe you just did that to us. Kenny and I were about to feel decent. Go ahead.
All right. Let's start off Michigan, Illinois. Jack Tuttle touchdown passes over under 1.5.
Under.
I have them losing that game. I don't have them being an offensive great performance. I'll say under.
And they're still a running football team. And they're still going to, you know, go to the run in the red zone.
The second half of the season is going to be so different with Jack Tuttle at quarterback.
Oh, okay, Joel.
We're going to go over.
What are you, one of the six people who listens to the Joel Klatt show?
I'm going to go under as well. I think their identity is run, run, run. But, yeah. Zachary Franklin, wide receiver for Illinois, over under 54.5 receiving yards.
If Illinois is going to win the game, he's their best playmaker. He has to have a big day or bigger than 54 yards. I'll correlate.
But it's the Michigan defense.
Yeah. Overrated. Just let me be happy. Zachary, since State was too stupid to admit him.
What was the number, Rico?
54.5 yards.
It's funny because his longest was in 21 at 75. He's never gone higher than that otherwise, so I'll say under.
Oh, it's total yards, not longest reception.
Oh,
I thought it was longest for the Georgia game.
I thought it was longest reception. I'm sorry.
No. Just for
if that's the case, then over.
This Michigan defense is going to look amazing on Saturday, so I'm going to go under.
Oh, it's Joel Blatt, everybody.
You know what, David? I was going to join you, but I'm not. I'm going to go over as well. We have Mullins over under 81.5 rushing yards. Khalil Mullins over under 81.5 total rushing yards.
I got to go over. I still consider him their best offensive player. Their most consistent. The guy that's the heartbeat of it all. I'll go over.
Yeah, he's the engine that makes it turn. I'm going to say over as well.
But the longest run in his career has only been, I'm going to go over.
I am going to go under. I think this is a Dono.
Dono.
Dono has had a resurgence under Tuttle. Speaking of Dono, over under, 0.5 for a touchdown in this game.
Under. I think he's become the third option.
Dono. I'll also say under.
Dono.
This is the game that he's going to break out over.
What is going on with you? Is this a character you're playing today? I'm not. I can't do this the rest of the show.
No. Here's the thing. I'm actually going to go over as well because I think his breakout game actually was last week before their bye week against Oregon. Tuttle in the game, he had a resurgence. He did score. He looked like he was a real running back. I'm going over. Let's go to MSU, Iowa at night. Big Ten Saturday night. Michigan State over under 16.5 total points.
Oh, come on. I can't waste my Saturday night and not score 17 points. Come on. We're going to be like Kenny at a redneck convention. We're going to be scoring.
Okay.
You know what, Mike? I was going to pick the over, but now to hell with you, under.
It's going to be a wild Saturday night in Kenny's house.
Oh, Kenny's going line dancing. You know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be competing with the neighbors.
All right. That's just, oh, dear.
I'm going to go over.
Okay. I'm going to go over as well because I just want some fun in my life. Aiden Childs. Rushing or anytime touchdown, over under 0.5, an anytime touchdown, not passing.
Yeah, I'll go under there.
I will go over.
Why does he refuse to run the football, or when he does, he fumbles? Can you square the circle for me on these things?
But I'll let David pick. Okay. I don't want to influence David, whatever he's about to say.
No, no influence here. It will be nighttime, so he'll fumble. David. Right at the 1 yard side. No.
Come on, dude.
I am going to go under, though. I'm not going to call for the fumble, but under.
I'm going to go over as Mike with you. You went over or under?
Under.
I'm going over.
Why?
Because that's one of the main ways that MSU scores. It's not he runs the ball in. It's not necessarily passing, but he'll break a quarterback run and touchdown. So
right.
I'm going to go over. Sticking with Child's longest play from scrimmage, over, under, passing, longest passing play from scrimmage, over, under, 36.5 yards.
Only reason I'm saying under is not negativity. It's just Norm Parker does not allow such things. You have to check it down. You have to take what's there. How the hell did I pick MSU to win this game? What is wrong with me? Under.
What was the number one more time, Rico?
36.5.
36.5. This was the one I've been waiting for. The over. Give me the over.
Yeah, against Iowa's defense, under.
Kenny, I'm with you. I'm going to go Nick Marsh deep for one pass. Over. Don't care.
Rico has just reached I want what I want phase.
I have.
He's doing the David thing, except for MSU today.
It's so bad. We're so desperate. It's so bad.
Luke Lecce, tight end. Over, under, 3.5 receptions.
Well, first of all, it's Lecce.
Lecce.
Let's be respectful.
Sorry.
Sign DK. How many receptions?
3.5.
Over. He's a stud muffin.
Stud muffin indeed. Over.
And when in doubt, just find white guy number 27.
You said over, Kenny?
Yeah. Well, you beat me to that, Mike. I was thinking the same thing.
Here's the check with me. Where's the white scrub not wearing gloves? Touchdown!
Over.
What?
I just got what you were saying. I'm like,
hey, where's that white paint can? Touchdown.
I'm like, his number's not 20. Oh. I'm going to go over as well.
Where's the guy who should be milking a cow? Throw it at him. All touchdown.
Right. Let's rapid fire the Lions. David Montgomery, touchdown in the first half, over under 0.5.
Over.
In the first half?
First half.
Under.
I'm going to go under. You're cutting the odds of an anytime touchdown in half.
I know.
I just
because he scores all the time.
I know. He's a stud. Under.
I'm going over. I think he will do it in the first half. Kenny, we're on the same page. Justin Jefferson, anytime touchdown, over, under, 1.5. 1.5.
Under. Well, you might get one, but again, predictive measure. Two is a lottery ticket. I'll go under.
Yeah, under as well.
No Davis. Over.
I'm going over as well. More rushing yards, Gibbs or Montgomery?
Gibbs will break a big one.
Montgomery.
I go Gibbs to be different.
I'm going to go Montgomery because you need him to keep this game stabilized and keep that Minnesota offense off the field. Jared Goff, interceptions, over, under 0.5.
Over. Flores will trick him once.
Yep, over.
Yeah, they switched that defense up at the snap. So, yeah, I'm going to go over.
Clean sweep there. Jared Goff, rushing yards.
Over. Over, whatever it is, over.
Over, under.
Mobile Goff season.
Over, under 7.5.
Listen, mobile Goff season, now featuring receiving threat mode. Over.
I need this to stop.
Over. David, Rico's offering plus 250. Goff, 39.5 rushing yards. The mobile Goff season parlay.
More rushing yards, Goff or Jaden Daniels.
Right, exactly. Head-to-head on FanDuel.
Sam Darnold, passing touchdowns, over, under, 2.5.
Under.
Yeah, I had that at 2, so under.
No, over.
I'm going over as well, David. And finally, world of college football, top 25 upsets, over, under, 2.5. 17 games, over, under, 2.5.
George will be one of them, over.
Give me the chaos, over.
I was going to say over until he was too confident next to me, so I'm going under.
Deflator.
David, I'm with you. I'm going under. I think we have 2. That is your prop bet, Casino, 97.1.
TJ Lang going to join us in about 10 minutes. Got news on Crosby. You got, obviously, a lot of Lions to discuss. Right now, though, let's go to our man in the desert. Let's talk about each of the big three games and the point spreads associated with them. It's Derek Stevens from Circa. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Good afternoon, Mike.
Talk to me. We've got a situation here, and I'm starting to get hopeful. Michigan State, they're sitting there. The number's going down. We're terrible. I know we are, but work with me here. People are actually betting on State?
They absolutely are. You're right about that. People are taking the number here. They like State at home. It's a six right now. So I would say if you can get the six, I would get the six now. I would not wait.
Because it's going to 5.5.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you get to five, it's a slippery number. So I would say get the six now while you can.
All right. There we go.
Yeah, and Derek, Michigan started off, I think it was 2.5, and then it went to 1, and then all of a sudden it went to 3.5. What are you seeing line movement and what's going on? Where's the money being placed on that Michigan-Illinois game?
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Rico. I mean, it came in early on Illinois, but it's been nothing but Michigan money. Matter of fact, it's blown through the three, went past the 3.5. We're current at Circus Sports, we're currently hanging a 4 right now. Michigan's a 4. It's been all Michigan money last night and today.
Game of the day, one of the games of the year, Georgia's at Texas. You know, again, I've just looked at a couple of things, but your number's what matters. It looks like two-way action, but the numbers just ballooned out to Texas -5. Where does this go by kick tomorrow night?
Oh, you know what, Mike? This was a tough one because the volume on this game is through the roof here. So far, it's been pretty close to two-way, but the action's just really, it's just been massive. So I would say it's pretty tough based upon the number. It's hard for me to believe it gets much higher because of how it's played out. But this is one where we're currently at a 5 right now. Wow. It's just hard for me to believe. You know, you go to a 6. Are we really going to have people not biting on Georgia +6? That's hard to believe. You know,
that's why I asked. I want to turn our attention to Sunday. I think it's the best game in the league. It is Vikings. It's Lions. The Lions underdogs, even as the team with lower Super Bowl odds, are underdogs at Minnesota. No Hutchinson. It feels like a lot of people are taking the Lions and the points, and that number's not moving. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing Lions money. We opened it at 2.5 and 50. It hung at 2.5 for a couple of days. Then it went to a 2. We're currently at a 1.5, so it's all been Lions money. You know, you can make a good argument if you're going to bet the Lions, bet the money line. Why lay the juice here? Because you're getting close to a pick'em game.
This is true. Derek, the other big game, Super Bowl rematch, Chiefs visiting the 49ers. What are you seeing there?
Well, this is kind of an interesting one because obviously another big game later in the day. Niners opened as a 1. But it's been Niners money. It's not been Chiefs money. I think there's a lot of thought that the Chiefs have just, they've played a little lucky this year. So it's been Niner money, and we're up to a 2 at this point. I would tend to think you're going to see more Niner money coming in, and that line may go up by the time we get to kick.
Yeah, and again, what's interesting, too, is Andy Reid off a bye, 21-4. Mahomes as an underdog of less than 3. He covers at a crazy rate, and the fact that people are hitting the Niners. I've been telling Rico all week, Derek, you don't want to listen to me. I think you should feel good about it. I think Niners are going to win the game. But I'm weird. I let the book and the numbers play a role in how I view games. I can't help it.
Well, there you go. There you go. Hey, guys, I'll tell you what. There have been a lot of Michigan and Michigan State students out here. Must be a big fall break time period last week here because I don't think I've ever seen as many Spartans and Wolverines coming out to visit,
really?
Visit Vegas. So it's good to see everybody in the Midwest coming out and enjoying themselves.
Yeah, you know what it was? Yeah, it was the bye week. There were no games last week, so of course they went out to visit you, Derek, out in Vegas.
There you go. Derek,
appreciate it. Oh, hold on real quick, Derek, the Survivor, where's that at?
Oh, last week was a week where we finally had some peace. Went from 221, we only had 5 Circus Survivors knocked out, so we're hanging at 216 right now going into week 7. So we need about 4 or 5 more weeks without a lot of carnage because of what happened early in the year. So it was nice to see a week where most people made it through.
All right, Derek, we'll do it again next week. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Derek. Bye-bye now. David, a few ticket texts before we get TJ in here.
I went to Iowa. been a fan all my life. Iowa has won the last two against MSU. That means Iowa is due to drop one to Michigan State. Homecoming, MSU wins 20-17.
Oh, it's homecoming?
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's why we were trying to get you up there, Mike. It was surprise. You're the Grand Marshal.
Right.
You're driving the car and waving to the
Buddy,
crowd.
I got news here. They'd have Satan as the Grand Marshal before me.
No, please.
Go ahead, Dave.
You've spoken to more classes than I have.
Donald shreds man defenses, and without Carlton Davis, we're effed. Lions lose. Okay.
I got to think, without, if that's the case, aren't you going to play more of a zone? Then, no, he blitzes a lot. So
listen,
no,
there's too many moving pieces. Week one, life after Hutch. And if you're down, both starting the ends and potentially your CB1. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry I can't back you on the road.
Every year, the Lions put up random stinker during the season. Remember the Ravens game? Mike may be right on this feeling. Ron in Westland.
Don't want to be right. Let me just state that for the record. It doesn't benefit me to be right here. I'm just, it's how I feel.
Yeah, that Ravens game was the antithesis of that Cowboys game. I mean, I'm driving home, and it was like, wait, this thing's over before I even got to the house. Like, what happened here?
You going up there tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's homecoming weekend. Yeah, he's going.
Mike? Okay. Well, what VIP party are you heading to? Is there like a Magic Johnson Invitational or something? What do you got? No. Why is it when I do it, you get upset? When David does it, you just go, ha, ha, David made it funny.
No, because I'm about to go in there in the break. Because David is protected by glass. So no matter what I do, he's going to be protected.
I just wanted to make sure. Wait a second. These are distinctly different reactions.
Oh, believe me. Every time I play it, he comes and says something to me.
So, yeah, he's not immune. He's not.
You going to be in the president's box?
I'm just going up there to have
fun. No. Are you going to be? Hold on. Are you and A.D. Haller going to be doing a private tour? What's going on? Just come on.
I'm just going
Let
up there,
Let the people
man.
Into your world.
I'm going up there to see friends, to see some frat brothers. See frat brothers. Just see everybody, man. I'm just going to have some fun. If I happen
to... Stop.
Okay. David. Greater Life, come get your pastor. Come get your pastor, Greater Life.
My God.
Apparently, the system got overworked last night.
Man. And bro, you know I didn't make
no,
the move.
No, I'm just saying. Come get your pastor.
Damn. Uncle Gil, come get your boy. He's out of hand here. Right. Now, are we welcoming TJ? Is he coming in?
But Mike, if you come up there, I'll make sure you get into the president's suite.
I'm all set. When tomorrow, I will leave the window of a possibility of making an appearance four seasons.
Rutgers.
All right. We'll get with TJ. I have new Max Crosby news. An opinion from someone respected. You can do with it what you like. 97.1. Do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.